Many of the invention of the Eastern and Canadian human computer. The Thank you. Thank you.
quello che essa ti chiede. Non ti chiedeva se tu ti chiedeva la cosa che ti chiedeva poi. Ti chiedeva poca voce, vado per me, leggermi, scrivermi, parlarsi per me, senza molto entrata in cattagli per me, se parlo per me. Intanto, un discorso non dice, un mister, come i greci, che sono all over the world, che si fa. Non è tanto che si dice, come i partiti, 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 it is not healthy value the Bible of Dharma with any of the other values. Whereas, when Bhishma Dev spoke to Vishnu Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj was reluctant to take up the responsibility of the kingdom. In that, Krishna's desire is just to establish Dharma through Vishnu Maharaj. So therefore, Bhishma Dev, apart from speaking the Bhagavad Dharma, we have to speak about the other Dharma. For a dying person, the one and only duty is to focus on Bhagavad Dharma. So, this is himself as a dying person. So, from this point of view, he has to focus only on Krishna. So, he should have thought that I need to speak only about Krishna's person, because that will help. Sometimes you can very remembrance of Krishna. But this was it. He was to be a person with a candidate in your life. From this point of view, he has to think only about Krishna. He has to think only about Krishna's person. But from the point of view, Vishnu Maharaj, by being a candidate in your life, he also has other dharma in according to the mood of Krishna. In fact, in the conversation, when Vishnu Maharaj is in the Vishnu Maharaj, there are other personalities, classical himself was present, Surya Goswami himself was present, and Krishna himself was present. None of them objected to this level, whether he is speaking about other dharma, whether he is speaking only about Bhagavad Dharma. But I saw it was an appeal. So, this is an example. We can learn that how we can present the Bhagavad Dharma following the precepts of the Mahantin, Shiva told the Prasetas at the end, Vijam Japata Bhadramu Vijibhara Nupanandani Shadarman Anakishtante Bhagavat Arpita Asala. He says that you must actually sing this mantra which I have taught you. And also Shadarman Anakishtante, you must perform your prescribed duties. God, the law will be very much pleased with you when you bring you all good parties. So, in the case of the Prasetha, because Lord Shiva called the Bhagavad Dharma, and then he told them to fully embrace this Bhagavad Dharma in their heart, and then because Bhagavad Dharma performed the sexual duties in offering to Krishna. Because Prasethas were not fulfilling the sexual duties, Prasethas were actually going to perform austerities before actually visiting Prasetha. Whereas, when Narada Muni met the Prasetas in the 4th and the 31st chapter, at this time the Prasetas, they had actually ruled the kingdom for 10,000 years, and now they have retired, and they are coming to the ashram of Jajini Muni. So when Narada Muni is speaking to the same Prasetas, he is keeping in mind their status. Therefore, his mood is that when he is reading Bhagavad Dharma, there is a strong mood of resentment. He does not say anything about Narada Muni to think in this Sahami Pashtuni duty. In fact, Narada Muni says that he begins that instruction by saying, King Janma Bhishti Dur Yoga, சௌத்திர சாதிக்கிற வெற்றிகள் கர்மதுர்வா சைத்திரத்தை கொஞ்சோடு விதிதாயிட்டார். What is the use of all the three kinds of dirt? The first birth by a pure father and mother, the second birth by the spiritual master, which is called the Savitra, and the third birth in a person who initiated the perform a sacrifice. What is the use of all these three births if a person does not actually engage in the service of the Lord? His focus on Bhagavad Dharma is so intense, and he never says anything about the performance of any other Dharma, because the Bhagavad Gita are actually, they are completely removed, but they are actually, they are in the low side of this thing. So therefore, we can see that how to apply the practice of Bhagavad Dharma according to his various columns, two parts of it here. Also, there are other examples also, which when the Lord is seen, appear to Guru Maharaj, like at the end he said that so you will remove the kingdom for 36,000 years and you will remember me and remember him and you will remove the kingdom and you will perform many sacrifices without differentiating your intention with the data the mantra of formality will perform your particular duty. Similarly, Nanchanadu also spoke to Prahlad Maharaj. He told that you will actually become the leader of the demon for 1 million. So, in this way, in fact, even when Krishna spoke to the beings who are released from the country of Jarasandha, Krishna tells that the beings that you will actually remember me, which is within your heart, and then understanding that the material body and everything connected with it are a beginning and an end, worship me by Vedic sacrifices and with clear intelligence, protect your subject, that will perform your duty as the king, protect your subject in accordance with the principles of religion. So as you live your life, debating generations of religion, because as you think as a grasp of the person who has these garments, he chooses to perform these garments, but while thinking about me, in encountering happiness in this life, more things are always keeping in mind this to me. So essentially, the mood of these verses is that to put in simple words that Krishna is teaching that we become responsible devotees. Become responsible devotees. And a similar instruction also is that when Krishna speaks that Brahmana Pati, if you come to meet him, to tell the Brahmana Pati is one of his directions. And we find that this comes mainly to him in the Bhagavatam. Just one last example in this same series, we can see from the example of Vidur. And Vidur comes to Maitreya Rishi in the third canto, the third canto of this chapter of 10 years. Vidur comes to Maitreya Rishi that he did not speak about Mahabharata and other subject matters. I want to hear only about Bhagavatam. He did not speak about the lesser subject matters of Dharma, Artha, and Sananda, which was in Mahabharata. In that purpose, Prabhupada says that Mahabharata describes about Dharma, Artha, and Sananda. There are only three sections in the Mahabharata in which the Bhagavad Dharma is actually verified to the highest degree, that is Bhagavad Gita and Narayaniya and Moksha Dharma. And what is verified in these three sections, it is verified through the Srimad Bhagavatam right in the beginning here. So that Vidur has speaking to Maitreya Rishi, if you understand the situation of Vidur, Vidur himself is a renunciate. He is actually retired from the kingdom and he is actually traveling. And he said, therefore, I don't want to hear about other dharmas, I just want to hear only about the Bhagavatam. Whereas, if you see the same Vidur, when you are instructing others, when you are instructing the Dhritarashtra, when you are instructing the Dhritarashtra in the Mahabharata, and you have interesting to recognize that in the human diversity. You can find the difference between the different people of great society and the society of great society. In the Mahabharata, he speaks about the divinity, the famous divinity. So, divinity is a very special in that Vidur speaks about that essentially remains the character about how he should be responsible as a king, how he should not mistreat the Pandavas, how he should be impartial, he should remain thinking about the duties of the king. So, there are so many achievements in Vidur that talk about the difference. You are the people who don't sleep, you don't get sleep in the night. That is the main focus when we do interesting Vidurasya. Because Vidurasya, at this stage, Vidushi Maharaj is the king, and he is already old, and he is not trying to focus on the present, and he is still attached to the comfort in the palace. Therefore, Vidur speaks very well, and then he interests the Padini. So therefore, you can see that how these teachers are applied according to the theory. They are teaching Bhagavad Gita, how they are actually taught that between the prejudice and interest of the Padini. And lastly, one example of Dakshya Prajapati and Narvamuni. In the case where in Dakshya Prajapati, which is the same thing, which is the same thing, which is the same thing, which is the same thing. In this episode, so Narvamuni, actually inspired the sense of Dakshya Prajapati, which was the same condition called the Sarvashtra. In the name of the Sarvashtra and the Sarvashtra, inspired them in the path of renunciation. So in Dakshya Prajapati, the Narayana comes to him, Dakshya Prajapati accuses Narayana that he has actually prematurely inspired his son to take the path of renunciation. So it is like a So that's interesting that how the different features of Bhagavad Gita, how they start the Bhagavad Gita seem to mean that same things and patterns in the previous years. And then, the next point I want to talk about is that the relationship between devotional service, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Varnashram Dharma. So, from the point of view of Siddhanta, Bhagavad Dharma is completely independent of all the dharmas. Sarai Sirsam Paro Dharma, Sato Tati Rade Sati, Sarai Sati Atati Lata Rayatma Sita Vigati. Sarai Sati Atati Lata Agati, Devotional Service, Sarai Sati Lata 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 Sati Coming in Prabhupada's purpose in different Prabhupada's input this point in different purpose. The one such purpose is the famous purpose of the Gajendra. In the Gajendra, he said, Gajendra was such an extremely powerful entity. What was the power of Gajendra? It is described that a Triputa mountain is of 10,000 yojanas. That is 20,000 miles in height, and the same amount of distance. That was the part that was Triputa mountain. When Gajendra walked, he could make the Triputa mountain tremble. You can imagine the power of Gajendra. But that Gajendra, when he went into the water and he was caught by the crocodile, he was not able to come out of the particular crocodile despite fighting the crocodile for 1,000 years. So, in that purpose, Prabhupada says that the crocodile represents Maya. In the fight against Maya, that is the practicing Bhagavad Dharma, one needs to be situated in a situation which will be fearable for one to actually practice of Bhagavad Dharma. Which will actually guide the person into the situation should be to give him actually physical energy, to give him mental energy, so that he can continue to practice Bhagavad Dharma. Yes, if Gajendra was so powerful, Bhagavad Dharma is so powerful, that somebody was to say that one sitting of the body is can eradicate more things which a person can commit. One chanting of the holy name can commit the things which a past, present, and the future. That is the power of Bhagavad Dharma. But even though the Bhagavad Dharma is powerful, even though the Gajendra was powerful, he could not actually win over the crocodile despite fighting for 1,000 years. That is what the Prabhupada says. Even though the Bhagavad Dharma is powerful, one needs to see the situation in which you can actually practice, you can continue to fight and then continue to actually fight against the weaker energy in the practice of Bhagavad Dharma. So, Prabhupada talks about the importance of being situated in a particular ashram according to the situation for the practice of Bhagavad Dharma. Another purpose, 8.6.12. In that purpose, Prabhupada says that to the extent the person is sinless in his occupation, the person can become conscious of bhakti and perform bhakti with determination. Krishna, Jantaka Kalpata, Jagana, Jinya Karmanam, these Jantaka Mota Nirmukta, Bhajanti Nam Dura Jata. So here, Prabhupada is actually talking about the dependence of Bhagavad Dharma on Varna, that is in Kapitish. So, again, in we can be the ideal system, the real architecture is also different extreme. But whatever extreme we can make at this point in our sinless architecture, that will definitely help in the better in the facility practice of Bhagavad Gita. And another purpose, the first and the third chapter, Prabhupada says that when a person hears the Srimad Bhagavatam with a high potential, one can see Krishna in the very pages of the Bhagavatam. But one cannot hear this high potential unless the person is pure in his mind. And one cannot be pure in mind unless the person is pure in his habit. And one cannot be pure in his habit unless the person is pure in his activities of eating, making, sleeping, and drinking. Although Siddhanta life, Bhagavad Dharma is independent of lifestyle, varna, and ashram, but Prabhupada when he is teaching Bhagavad Dharma and seeing the candidates in Kaliga, he is also giving the importance of the having a stable ashram, he is talking about the importance of the purity of a lifestyle in order to practice Bhagavad Dharma properly. So, we can see from the teachings of the Bhagavad Dharma. And essentially, if you see that the first paragraph of the Bhagavad Gita is explained that money can be tied to stress about the peaceful management of human society. So, this is based on Varnashram. So, again, Bhagavad Gita and money can be tied to stress that they do teach about Bhagavad Gita, but the main focus is about the so, Bhagavad Dharma is only part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Although Bhagavad Dharma is independent of other dharmas, but in practical circumstances, you need to have a stable platform to practice Bhagavad Dharma, not only for the personal practice, but for creating a legacy for the future. And therefore, even though these other scriptures, Mahabharata and many scriptures, are talking about Varnashram Dharma, but if you have to create a legacy of Bhagavad Dharma, you need the help of these scriptures in connection to talk about these other things. In order to this point, it also explains in another verse of the Bhagavad Gita in the 11th chapter. It says that Sattvam Bhagavate Sarshe Anindam Anyatra Chatiji.
The second is that the person must carry out
particular intention of the way to take care, you are to actually keep growing in life. So, these are two types of faith. In the case of the first type of faith, the first type of faith is to be applied to all the various kalavidyas. Kalavidyas is different material arts described in the Vedic scriptures. Different material arts described in the Vedic scriptures. But once you start with someone's personal goal in life, as a personal goal in life, one should actually put faith in the Vaishnava scriptures described by Bhagavad Gita. So, this is the type of a different type of thing. So, in this way, to summarize, we talk about the Krishna Bhagavad Dharma according to the same principles as Krishna according to the same principles. So that the example of Narayana in Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna in interesting conversations in the Bodh Gita. And then we talk about the example of, although the example is Bhagavad Dharma is independent of all the dharmas, but how Prabhupada that is Krishna lends emphasis on the stability and the wellness and for the practice of Bhagavad Dharma. So that the wind of the Krishna in the first chapter is the end of the first chapter. And then we discussed that how the other scriptures, apart from the Srimad Bhagavatam, they talk about this wellness and wellness. And because our practice of Bhagavad Dharma and the clinical legacy of Bhagavad Dharma, we need the structure of wellness and wellness. So therefore, we need to try to take the type of the other scriptures. Apart from the Srimad Bhagavatam, for the Bhagavatam, that is why the main reason for many samhitas, and the main purpose of many samhitas is just to create a, to be a framework for establishing Dhaivi wellness. In fact, one purpose, the Buddha commentary says that Manu is such an advanced devotee that Manu is when he goes to give it to Lord Brahma, he says it in the sense that because Manu has taken the responsibility of giving how to actually do the research like for the human being, so therefore, being applied towards the Manu, the Lord appears in every manmantra as a manmantra avatar. So, in that sense, when we don't take right from the Vedic scriptures, which come from Mahajans like Mani in the Veda Vyas, then we might end up taking help from other sources who may not be able to actually have a sustainable background by creating the legacy of Bhagavad Gita. So this is how we can do this. Thank you.